2024 is proving to be a productive year for most South Dakota farmers, with wheat being the first crop to reveal its numbers. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director John Kleinjohn reports average winter wheat yields across the state broke a record.
Almost 48 million bushels harvested with an average of 63 bushels per acre. And I believe the previous record was 58 bushels an acre. But 63 bushels, that's breaking the record by 5 or 6 bushels an acre. So a very good winter wheat crop.
That per acre yield is 16 bushels more than in 2023, with the overall crop 52% stronger. In fact, some farmers harvested more than 100 bushels per acre winter wheat with good test weight, although protein may have suffered. Spring wheat in South Dakota didn't break any records this year, but was still strong, averaging 49 bushels per acre for a total crop of 31.1 million bushels, 11% higher than last year. Kleinjohn says spring wheat was challenged in some areas by disease.
At harvest time, we had a lot of don, or reports of don, in kind of scattered areas around the state. And the funny thing is the don even showed up where there was not scab, and I guess some people may not know that you can get elevated down levels without scab being present.
Winter wheat planting is progressing, with roughly 70% of the seed in the ground across South Dakota, which Kleinjohn says is quite dry, with 62% of the topsoil rated poor to very poor.
Yeah, we're very dry this fall again. Last year we had really good moisture, so I think winter wheat planting progressed pretty rapidly. As of a couple weeks ago, I know some guys in the western part of the state thought they would wait until we got some moisture to plant, but man, it just doesn't seem like this dry pattern changes, and there's really no rain in the forecast.
Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.